The Business Owners Podcast is brought to you by Business, Business, Business and Enova Group with your hosts, Linda Reed Enova and Clive Enova. In each episode, we talk to other business owners about their experiences, challenges and successes. We'll also share tips and advice on how to grow your business and achieve your goals. If you're a business owner or you're thinking about starting a business, then the Business Owners Podcast is for you.
Hi everyone, Linda Reed Enova, and welcome back to the Business Owners Podcast. We've not met before. I'm an ideas and marketing strategist, and along with business strategist Clive Enova, we are the hosts for the podcast. The Business Owners Podcast brings you expert insights, tips, stories along the way from business owners just like yourself. And in this series, we're diving into lessons that people have learned in business along the way. And Charnay is joining us today. She's a growth mindset coach and a motivational speaker, and she has some great lessons to share with us within business. Charnay, would you like to introduce yourself to our members?
Hi, my name is Charnay, and I am a growth mindset coach and motivational speaker. But this wasn't always the case. After spending over 12 years as a corporate lawyer and co-founding my own nationally recognized multi-award-winning legal firm, I realized that success on paper just wasn't cutting it for me. Yes, I might have had the car, the house, the career, but something was missing deep inside of me. I was constantly overwhelmed, pulled into a million directions, and reactively putting out one fire over another. The vision I had about the type of work I would do, the time I would have to do that and enjoy it, and the impact I would make because of it was nowhere in sight. So in 2020, I took a leap. I hired my first growth mindset coach, dove into some deep introspection, and came to understand how my subconscious mind was running the show and holding me back from my goals, visions, and desires in the biggest of ways. I also learned how our subconscious minds can either hinder us and keep us from our visions, or be powerfully leveraged to push us towards success in a monumental way. And the only difference lies in whether we know how to work with it or not. So fast forward to today, and I'm a growth mindset coach, passionate about helping business owners break free from their own subconscious patterns and belief systems that don't serve their goals, visions, and impactful legacies they set out to create in the first place. I've seen incredible transformation in my clients, business owners who aligned their subconscious with their goals and visions and achieved success that they always believed in but somehow struggle to achieve.
We want to kick off the Lessons in Business podcast with the answer from you about what's the most important lesson that you've learned within business. Now, I know for me, my most important lessons haven't actually always been about business success. So we're asking you now, what was the most important lesson that you have learned within business and how did that make an impact on your business?
The most important lesson I've learned in business is to be truthful about the areas in which my business isn't aligning with that original vision that I had, and then instead of looking at external factors that are contributing, rather turning inwards and understanding which of my own subconscious blocks is keeping me from that vision. So for example, I have an exceptional ability to zoom out, think big picture, and come up with innovative, cutting-edge solutions to problems. Yet, for years, I found myself, instead of doing that big picture thinking, rather thinking for everyone around me, giving them answers that they needed in the everyday moments, and saving everyone from the mistakes that they were potentially about to make. Once I started looking at the reasons as to why I kept saying yes to this work, which kept me so busy and reactive and from that big picture thinking that naturally aligns with me, which, by the way, is a skill not many people have, I came to understand my first subconscious block. That is, I was uncomfortable having someone else's discomfort that I could see they were having when they were problem solving, potentially taking a longer route to get to their end outcome, and often when they made mistakes on their way there. In this way, I had a subconscious belief that I had to save others from their discomfort, not realizing that in fact, I wasn't saving them. But instead, I was actually doing them a disservice and depriving them of the opportunity to grow self-efficacy. So once I worked through that subconscious block, I started stepping back allowing others to take accountability. And not only did my staff flourish more and we were more productive from a staffing perspective, but I was empowered to do my big picture thinking that led to opening so many new doors for my business.
We want to understand what is one mistake that you've made in your career early on that you would like others to avoid. I know personally in my career, I've made many mistakes, and I'm sure that there are things that many people would like to avoid. What is one mistake that you've made early on in your career that you would like to share with others so they can avoid making the same mistake?
The biggest mistake I made early on in my career was playing small and dimming my light to avoid judgment from a select few. I've always known that I'm entrepreneurial, innovative, and that I bring something to the table that many others don't. Early on in my career, I also had that drive to shine these gifts and talents brightly, thinking I would get acknowledged and praised for it.
Yep.
Nothing could have been further from the truth. And in fact, I was cut down by a select few over and over again, to the point where I started to play small and dim my own light. It took me years to realize that the reason I was cut down by those select few was not due to any lack or lack of worth on my part, but ironically, because I was shining brightly and bringing something to the table that those who were doing the cutting didn't bring. I learned the hard way that dimming your light only prolongs the pain, as that inner knowing that you've got what it takes never really goes away. And I also learned that playing small to please a select few and their judgments only serves to deprive hundreds of other people, including clients, colleagues, and the greatest good of the business overall, from the gifts and outcomes you can bring.
And throughout life in general, we have many mentors. I've been taught many lessons by my mentors. What's one standout lesson that has been taught to you by a mentor that you would like to share with our listeners so that they can maybe find out about this mentor themselves or find out about the tip or trick so that they can use it in their business life?
The most important lesson I was taught by a mentor was less talking and more observing. Why? Because we live in a world where we work with people, whether that be colleagues, bosses, leaders, clients, or friends. And by talking less and observing more, you are able to find every person's why. And when you have that person's why, you can navigate whatever message, whatever product, or whatever lesson you want to. And you communicate that through the lesson of their why, leaving it as potent as possible.
As we get wiser in business, we tend to be able to teach things to others. What's one lesson that you now teach your employees or people or clients around you that you find creates amazing impact? Our listeners would love to learn from you what that lesson is and how they can maybe teach that lesson as well. So if you can give some steps along the way in this question, that works really well.
The one thing I teach everyone around me is to stop looking to external factors when something isn't going right, and rather to turn inward and understand your part in what is happening. Once you understand your part in it, for example, saying yes when you mean no, then you can start understanding what subconscious beliefs are holding you prisoner from the very thing that caused the frustration in the first place.
Shanae, thank you for joining us. You've shared some amazing, valuable lessons for our listeners through the podcast today. It has been a pleasure to hear the lessons that you've learnt within business and then the ways that we can overcome them ourselves. The lessons that you've mentioned about observing and understanding more of what's going on around us, and also to stop looking for external factors when something is not going right, they both really stick out to me as key lessons in business that I've learned along the way too. I am so happy that you've joined us to share your story with us here and the lessons with our listeners. If people would like to connect with you, how can they do that?
To learn more about me and to connect with me, you can either visit my website at www.growandexpand.com.au. You can follow me on socials, Grow and Expand with S.
The business journey that we go on is full of lessons. If we're not learning lessons and making mistakes along the way, we're not growing. So embrace those lessons that we get taught along the way, learn from them, take action, and then continue your journey along the way. Shanae, once again, thank you for being a guest on the Business Owners Podcast. Without guests like you and our amazing listeners, we don't have a podcast podcast. So we'd like to say thank you to everyone. To our listeners, thank you for tuning in. And if this is the first time listening to the podcast, make sure that you like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more tips for you in the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Business Owners Podcast. We encourage you to connect with us on social media and join our community of business owners at businessbusinessbusiness.com.au.